even less pleasant, was shot drill, an exercise so rigorous that men over 45 were usually exempted. In this, the prisoners formed a circle with 3 paces separating each. At a signal, each man picked up a 24-pound cannonball, carried it to his neighbour's place, dropped it, returned to his original position, where another shot awaited him. The drill went on for an hour at a time. Most feared of all was the crank, a drum filled with sand and turned with a crank handle. It was usually reserved as a special punishment for unruly prisoners. The daily regimen of Cold Bath Fields was so debilitating that even after a short sentence of 6 months, many a man emerged with the steel gone out of him, his body damaged, nerves shot, and resolution so enfeebled that his ability to commit further crime was severely impaired. As a prisoner awaiting trial, Pierce could not be made to undergo the stepper, the shot drill, or the crank, but he was obliged to follow the rules of prison conduct, and if he broke the rule of silence, for example, he might be punished by a time at the crank. Thus, one may presume that the guards frequently accused him of speaking, and he was treated to softening up. On December the 19th, after 4 weeks in the steel, Pierce was again brought to Harrenby's office. Harrenby had told Sharp that now we shall see a thing or two. But the second interrogation turned out to be as brief as the first. Where is the man, Barlow?
I don't know.
Where is the woman, Miriam?
I don't know.
Where is the money?
I don't know.
Mr. Harrenby, colouring deeply, the veins standing out on his forehead, dismissed Pierce with a voice filled with rage. As Pierce was taken away, he calmly wished Mr. Harrenby a pleasant Christmas.
The cheek of the man, Harrenby later recorded, was beyond all imagining.
Mr. Harrenby, during this period, was under considerable pressure from several fronts. The Bank of Huddleston and Bradford wanted its money back and made its feelings known to Harrenby through the offices of none other than the Prime Minister, Lord Palmerston, himself. The inquiry from Old Pam was in itself embarrassing, for Harrenby had to admit that he had put Pierce in Cold Bath Fields, and the implications of that were none too gentlemanly. Palmerston expressed the opinion that it was a bit irregular, but Harrenby consoled himself with the thought that any Prime Minister who dyed his whiskers was hardly in a position to berate others for dissembling. Pierce remained in Cold Bath until February the 6th, when he was again brought before Harrenby.